Rabbi Beryl Knopfler, in the honour to Yoma, Thursday the 8th of March, Purim.
It's a Kindle with a...
Kindle is what?
Hanukkah,
yeah. I thought of that. This is better. I don't rely on it yet, that's the thing. Am I on?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So, first of all, let me tell you over Gomorrah and Shabbos. Gomorrah and Shabbos says, Kiho. Daflamed on the base, kiho the rabba. Makama the posach luhu the rabbonam. Before he said a she, oma milsa de dichusa. He said, first of all, a milsa de dichusa. So this is rabba, when he said a she, not on Purim. But we're talking about rabba generally, the whole year round. He said a she, he started off with a milsa de dichusa. Ubotch rabbonam. The rabbonam were happy. L'soif Yosef be'emsa u'pascha b'shmatza. After the milsa, the dichusa, then they sat attentively and seriously and listened. As I state in the Gemara in Shabbos, and I think there's a Gemara somewhere else as well, that Rabba, when he started off his shmatza, he started off with the milsa, the dichusa. We all know, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, after the Gemara says, Chayav Adam Levesuma, Apuria, a person's Mechuyiv, to be Mevasim himself on Purim, Adra Yoda ben Oru Homo Leboruch Mordechai, the Gemara says, Rabba Rab Zeira, Ovdu Sudas Purim Bahada Hadoda. They made Sudas Purim together. The Gemara says, they became high. Kom Rabba, Shochtel Rab Zeira. The Gemara says, we have to take a Gemara Kipshutai. The Gemara says, Kom Rabba Shochtel Rab Zeira, Rabba Shechtel Rab Zeira. You know, Chassam Sofer says, Agav, Chassam Sofer says, as a member, this is Agav, but it's worth knowing. Chassam Sofer says that, and he said it, B'Shem Rab Nosson Adler, who said it on Purim. Rab Zeira, in the Gemara Chulin, says that if you take a knife, a chalef, and you put it in the fire and heat it up, and then you do a shechita with it. So it's a question. Did the simonim get burnt, which is not a valid shechita, or did the simonim get cut, which is a valid shechita? Rav Zeira says, chidudo koidem lelibuno. Chidudo koidem lelibuno means the chidud gets in before the libun, which means that it's geshochten, and therefore it's a kosher and a valid shechita, because chidud ha-kodem libuno, before the heat would be able to take effect, the shechita works already with the chidud, with the sharpness of the knife, and therefore it's a kosher shechita. Rav Nosson Adler said, how did Rav Zeira know that? He knew it because the knife that Rabba used on him when he shechted him on Purim was a knife which he first put into the candles that were over there, and he burnt it first, and that's how he shechted him, and therefore he knew that it was chidudo koidem libuna. As I shechted Nosson Adler, Chassam Sofer brings it down, that's how he knew. But that was only a milsa agav urcha. Fact is, we have to take the Gemara Kipshutai, according to this, and according to many other pshotim, that that's what he did it. Lemocha. the next day. That means Rav Zeira was basically one whole day.
Then he breathed.
Yeah. Lamocha boy Rachma. Rabba, his tefillahs could work. And he brought him back to life. He brought him back to life at the Mechabez. Have a look. I'm not making up anything. No Purim Torah. It's absolutely Mufurish in the Gemara. Shama, the next year, Omalei, Neis Samar of Anavit Sudas Purim Bahad Adoda. Come again. I'm inviting you again. Let's make Sudas Purim together. So, Rav Zeira says, no way. Yeah? Omalei, Loi, Bechol, Shat, Veshat, Mesrach, Eshnissa. You can't rely on this happening year after year. I'm not coming. I'll find another way of spending Sudas Purim. One of the Sorim, we call it one of the Geras Sforim, not Sfasemes, but even from the Gerim Mishpocha, Likuta Yehuda. It's a Gevaltig of Pshat, which is not the Pshuta of the Gemara, and he says, Taka, that according to his Pshat, not exactly as we understand face value, is what happened, but something else happened. Rabba, as we mentioned, was always interested in saying a Milsa de Bdichusa, because he felt that the Torah would be received in a much better way if people would be hearing the Milsa de Bdichusa first. So come Rabba, the Shofter Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira had a different mahalach. Rav Zeira, Rashi says it in Brochus, and Rashi says it in Masechtas Nida. Rav Yirmiya used to ask Rav Zeira shailas, and used to try to make him laugh, and try to make him smile. And Rav Zeira had a shitta, which his shitta was that Chol Etzev Yeh Moisa, he felt that the approach to Avodas Hashem is in a way that one has to be Beyiro the whole time. Maybe in today's day and age you would call it the Kelma Mahalach, the Mahalach in Kelm, no smiles, just everything serious, and everything had to be done like that. And the Rosh Tevis of Zeira testify, because the Rosh Tevis of Zeira is Eimo Yiro Reses Zeira. Eimo Yiro Reses Zeira. Eimo Yiro Reses Zeira is... Isn't Rav Zeira, if you go around Shas with Rav Zeira, you'll find many times that Rav Zeira was very, very strict on himself. When he moved from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted 100 Tanesim in order to forget the Torah's Bovel, in order that he should be able to have Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira had a different mahalach. So the Likud Yehuda says that the common rabbi of Shachter Rav Zeira was on Purim, when they saw the Avoida on the Simchas Purim, Rabba with his shitta of Milsa de Bdichusa, of Kobotchi Rabbonon, and of acquiring and learning and understanding Torah through Bdichusa, he was Menatzeach over Reb Zeira, because they must have had some sort of vikuach and differences of opinion, and on Purim, Rabba was Menatzeach over Reb Zeira. Not what actually happened, that he actually shechted him, that's how he wanted to learn Pshat in the Gemara. And how are you going to learn the rest of the Gemara, what happened the next day, whether Reb Zeira went back to his old ways or didn't go back to his old ways, ich weiß nicht. But the Yisoid, what he's trying to bring out is that Rabba was Menatzeach with his shitta of being Pesach with the Milsa de Bdichusa over Reb Zeira's shitta. Now, I want to tell you something interesting. You'll call it Purim Torah, but it's not really, because there might be a drop, a tip of Purim Torah, because we have to be yotzei that as well. But I want to tell you over something very interesting, which I'll tell you that I once told it over to the old Gated Rov. I'll tell you the whole full story, later soon. I'm trying to say the Megillas Esther, paskened like Rabba. Funny thing to say, the Megillas Esther paskened like Rabba. How do I know? I'll tell you how I know. The Balaturim in Parshas Tetzaveh says there's a Mesoira. Mesoira is when you find similar words in different places and the Mesoira understands that they've got a connection. So the Mesoira, which is obviously already considered as, I don't know if Halacha Nomei Shemisina, but certainly from very, very early on, whatever the Mesoira puts together, one has to be able to link together. The Mesoira says in Parshas Tetzaveh, you know, Parshas Tetzaveh says by the Me'il, the Me'il had on it, Pamoinim, Urimoinim, and it says in the Torah, V'nishma koiloi, B'voyoi el HaKodesh. The koil of the Kohen Gadol should be heard, B'voyoi el HaKodesh. V'nishma koiloi, says the Balaturim. In the Masaira it says three times it says Vanishma. One is this one, Vanishma Koila Bhuela Kaidesh. Another one is Koil Asher Dibe Hashem Nasa Vanishma. That's the second part to this Masaira. The third Vanishma is in the Megillah. In the Megillah it says Vanishma Piska Mamelech Asher Yase Bechol Malchusoi Ki Rabohi. Yeah? So it states, Vanishma Piskama, so it states, Vanishma Piskama, Shiaz Bechol Malchusoi Rabohi. Zog the Balaturim. The Pshat of the Masaira is that there's a member of Rabba in the beginning of Megillah, and I'm sorry to tell you that in our Gemara the Girsa is Rava, but the Balaturim's Girsa was it's Rabba, beginning of Megillah, who says, Mevatlim Talmud Torah Likriyas Megillah. Mevatlim Avoida. Even Kayanim, who are busy doing the Avoida, Mevatlim Avoida, in order for Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah takes preference over Torah. Kriyas Megillah takes preference over Avoida because of the Pirsum Anissa involved in Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah takes preference. Says the Balaturim that this is the Pshat of the Masaira. V'nishma koiloi b'voyoi el ha-kodesh is talking about Aaron HaKoyin, and it's talking about when he does the Avoida. Nasa v'nishma, kol asher dibe Hashem nasa v'nishma, as we all know, is talking about learning Torah, about Kabbalah Satorah. The Nishma Piska Mamelech is in the Megillah. So the Baraturim, this is the three Vanishmas. Mevaklin Talmud Torah for Vanishma Piskam, that's Nasa Vanishma. Mevaklin Avoida, which is Vanishma Koiloi, Bevoya Ela Koidesh, in order to be Vanishma Piskam, which is the Megillah. And believe it or not, the Baraturim says, the Horaya, the Megillah finishes off, and the Megillah says, Ki Rabohi. V'gam Rabo Omro. V'gam Rabo Omro. I once heard the Gate of Drov, it's a Kronel Brocha, Rav Rakov, saying over this Baratul Metachasna, it was around Purim time, he said over this Baratul Metachasna, he missed out the last three words. Yeah? And I went up to him after the Drosha. I said, I don't understand, this is the most interesting part of the Baratul. Why did you leave it out of your Drosha? Why don't you say the V'gam Rabo Omro? Why didn't you say V'gam Rabo Omro? He looks at me as if I'm sure. Gam Rabo Omro, Ki Rabo Hi. Where's it? He looked over this, looks at the Balaturim, so it's not there. It's not there. But I've checked my own Chumashim and other prints of the Balaturim, Harsholim, and whatever else, it's there. It was left out in his Chumash, it was left out, and he didn't know. But the Maise is, yeah, it's what the Balaturim Zok. He says that you can learn Pshat in the Megillah, when the Megillah says, Ki Rabo Hi, Vagam Rabo Omro, because it's the memory of Rabo, and that's the Pshat in the Masorah. By the way, Rabbi Shlomo Al-Kabetz in Monai Salevi also brings this Masaira down, says the same Pshat, and maybe even quotes the Balaturim, and adds that V'nishma Koiloi, B'voya Lakodesh, is the beginning of the Pasuk. No, middle of the Pasuk, V'nishma Koiloi, B'voya Lakodesh. V'nishma Piskam is the beginning of the Pasuk, and Nasa V'nishma is the end of the Pasuk. So he says, why is that? Because in order of importance, V'nishma Piskam is the Megillah first. Second to it is the Avoida, because Avoida is Doicha Torah as well, and that's the Vanishma Koilo Bevoela Kodesh. And third, which is at the end of the Pasuk, is Koilo Shediba Hashem Nasa Vanishma. So, as I said in Balaturim, the Balaturim of Gehalten, that the Megillah Paskin that Rabba, it's Rabba against Rav Zera, the Megillah Gebatha Rabba. Now, I want to tell you another word from the Briskerov. And with Briskerov, you'll see that the Megillah is also going Kishitas Rabba. Why is that? The Briskerov, Rabbi Isai, asked the following kasha. He asked the following kasha, maybe some of you know it, I heard it many, 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 many years ago. You all know the story about the Bas Honon who went, she was on top of the roof, and she spilt out the rubbish over, thinking that it was Nischavim Lara Gezer, Vahora Gezer. She intended to spill it over, thinking that the one who's leading the horse is Malcha, and she got the shock of her life, mamash of her life, literally, when she realized that she's throwing it on Haman, and she flung herself from the roof, and she died. So she's in the Gemara. Yeah? You know the story? So she's in the Gemara. Was in Megillah, so she's in the story. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. V'homon nidchaf el beisoi, Ovel v'chafui roish. Ovel mipnei bitoy shemesa v'chafui roish, because of the garbage, or trash as they call it in the other side of the pond, landed on his, on her father's head. That's the Ovel v'chafui roish. So the Briska Rav asked the Kasha, the order's wrong. What happened first? First was the chafui roish, and then was Ovel. So how come that the Megillah says first Ovel and then Chafui Roish? Kasha. Well, the Briska Rav Gazokt probably said it on Purim. It's a beautiful Shekel Torah. Gemara says in Bava Kama, it's a member of Rabba. Rabba says in Bava Kama, the end of the second Perek, that if somebody, listen carefully now, because this is Mamash Lom Deshevat, if somebody threw a Keli, Meirosh Hagag, from the top of the roof, somebody threw a keli down. We're talking about Hilchas Nezikin here. Somebody threw a keli down from Reish HaGag. Threw a keli from the top of the gag. And on its way down, it was definitely going to smash. There's no question at all that this keli going to smash. Somebody hit it with a stick, and the second fellow smashed it. Who's chayav today? The first fellow or the second fellow? I'll tell you something. The Gemara doesn't speak about whether the first fellow is chayav or not. But the Gemara says the second fellow is potter. Why is the second fellow potter? Because mana tavila tova. He's broken a something which was already broken. Not only to be broken, it's all broken, it's worthless. It's a worthless keli. It's on its way to its death in any case. So it's worthless. This gunish, gunish me gunish. Remember, the halacha is that potter. Second fellow. It doesn't say anything wrong with the first one. It's chayav. Not chayav. We won't talk about that. The second fellow's potter, though he broke it, he's potter. Mana tavila tova. Shteis in Toisus, little Toisus. You know what Toisus says? Everybody? Yeah, you know what Toisus says? Toisus says, what would happen if there's a keli on a keli there? Somebody shoots an arrow to the keli, which the arrow's already gone, and it's definitely going to break the keli without any question whatsoever. It's going to break the keli. And before the arrow gets there, somebody smashes the keli. Is the second fellow in the same case also potter or not? Rabbi Yitzchok? Shteitem Toisus, he's not. He's chayev. He's chayev. And do you know what Toisus says? Usvora pshuta hi lechalek ben zoyrek even the zoyrek keli atzmai. The svora pshuta to make a difference between when the fellow was Zorik the Keli, which is the case in the Gemara which Rabba's talking about, and the case of when you sent an arrow. Why? Because here's something, I imagine, here's something's been done to the Keli already, it's on its way down. Here's something from the outside which is on the way to smash the Keli, then I don't call it a Mana Tavira. I only call it a Mana Tavira if something's happened to the Keli itself. Then I call it a Mana Tavira. But if something has coming from the outside to break the keli of Shimon. Yeah? Not clear? Let's try this again. If somebody takes a keli and it's on the way down from the roof and it's definitely going to break, that's called already on its way down a broken keli. Yeah? But if somebody shoots an arrow and this arrow's on its way to break the keli, it's not called a broken keli. This is still a whole keli. It's something from the outside which is coming, and therefore the halacha is, it's not called the mana tavira. Tosfos says, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there's a svara pshutei lechalek. Yeah? That's what Tosfos says. Maybe on Purim afternoon it's a bit difficult, but Tosfos says, svara pshutei lechalek. We have to get this difference, otherwise we're not going to be able to go further.
Because insofar as there was time for someone to intervene and smash the keli on the ground, there'd be equally time for someone to intervene and stop the arrow.
And Afopi came.
Therefore it's a different case.
Yeah, are we clear?
We're not clear why.
But Tosfos says, if something's been done to the keli already, So the keli is on the go, yeah. Then you can call it a manatavira. Yeah, but if it's coming from the outside, that's not called a manatavira. So logically,
so you catch the keli. The Yankee's saying something.
No, I don't think that's the reason. No. It's definite. It's still the keli. Okay? You learn from the tablet, it's a fad. It's a fad. It's a fad. Yankee, it's a fad. The fact. So look, you learn from the kalam, it's a shem. You'll work on it, yeah? Mokaminichu, otherwise we're not going to finish. There's a difference. Zolta Briskerov. The story that happened in the Megillah was when she threw down the garbage, which is a long way from the roof until Haman's heads. Long way from the roof. It's on its way. She saw when Haman looked up that it was going to be hitting Haman, so she straight away flung herself off the roof before the garbage hit Haman. Yeah? It's going to hit Haman. Now you tell me. She, the moment she went off the roof, she's a man of Tavir, she's dead. So Haman's Ovel. But the Chafur Rosh only happens afterwards. So therefore, it's Ovel first, the Chafur Rosh afterwards. Okay. What I'm trying to say with that is the Megillah again Paskin like Rabbah, because it's Rabbah's memra in the Gemara and Bava Kama. Yeah? So it's again the Megillah going with the Shitta of Rabbah. Okay. Now I want to go off. Yeah, this was the most of the b'dichus. Yeah? I want to tell you something a bit more serious. You know, normally about this time of the afternoon on Yom Kippur, we're about doing the Avodah. Avodah is Yom Kippurim. Depends where you down. I don't know. Finished Musaf? Yeah. Abbas two basses about the Avodah time. Anyway. Tikune Zoya states Yom Kippurim. Yeah, and this is not, by the way, this is not Purim Torah. This is Klor Diburim, straight into Tikkun Zayah. Yom Kippurim is, Yom Kippur is like Purim. So it states in Zayah Kodesh, Yom Kippurim. Question is, what's the link between the two, and what is Takap Shat, Yom Kippurim? Second question I want to ask you is, somebody asked it to me today, and it's Taka question. Esther Modcha made the Yontif out of Purim. What was the significance of Shlachmulas, Otanas Levyonim's unusual way of celebrating Yontif? Yontif, as we know, Simcha, Suda, that's all fine and well. But this idea of Shlachmulas and Otanas Levyonim is an unusual tikkuna that they should have made. And why did they, Badafka, make? So, it's a little tired, you know, Yeshnai, Amechad, Mufuzar, Umufayrat. The Haman said it was a kitru konkali saw that they papirut the mafuzan mafayra. So the tkona that Esther and Mordechai had to make was leich knois, it's kalayudim. Knois is bring them together. So we do mitzvahs which are those which are marbareus like Shachmonas and Matanas Avyanim. I want to suggest something else. You know, the Medrash says, the Hamelech, the Haman, Yoshu Lishtois. Says in Medrash, Omar lahem leshvotim, Atem mechaltem esachichem mitoich machal amishte. When you sold your brother Yosef, you sold him mitoich machal and mitoich mishte. Kachani eselchem. This is Haman speaking, Medrash speaking on behalf of Haman. Haman says, I'm going to do the same to you. The same is, Vamelech vahaman yoshvu lishtois. The Medrash carries on. And the Medrash carries on something which is mamish. I mean, we need to absorb it and take it in. Omar Rabbi Yisocha the Kfar Mandi, Uma im Misha Mochal. He was Mochal. Yosef was Mochal. It's clear in the Torah. He says, Loi atem shlachtem oisi heino. Ki go elekim. It's not you who sent me. So Ribbono Shalom, atem chashavtem the raw, elekim chashova the taiva. Re'ei Ad heichan hi mesukenes. See how long this sin went on through the generations. Sharei ad yemei Mordechai oisoy oynish shal mechiras Yosef kan. Even in the days of Mordechai, there was an oynish for mechiras Yosef. Mishaeinu moichel. Somebody's not moichel. Alachas kamo v'kamo. How much more the avera carries on and continues. And the truth of the matter is, this medrash is saying that the avera that the whole story of Haman happened because of is still mechiras Yosef. I'm not suggesting that was the only thing. There was Nenu Misudas HaChashveirish. There was definitely other Medroshim. But clearly, there was an element here which had to do with Mechiras Yosef, and that's Vahamelech Vahaman Yoshu Lishtois. You have another Medrash as well. You know the Medrash both in Vayikra and in Esther. The Medrash compares the case which the Torah speaks about when a person has been sold as an Eved. So it says, Oy doidoy, oy ben doidoy yigoleno. So the Medrash compares that to Haman having sold Klal Yisrael Kinim Karnu Haniva Ami, and the Oy Doidoy Oy Ben Doidoy Yigoleno is Mordechai and Esther, because they're called Doidoy Ben Doidoy in the Megillah. So maybe that's the Oy Doidoy Ben Doidoy Yigoleno. Now the truth is, it's difficult to understand this Medrash because it's not a comparison to Doidoy Ben Doidoy Yigoleno. An Eved was sold, a Mishpocha of somebody, so his Mishpocha wasn't sold, he redeems him, he is poise him. The only similarity that could be here is that if Klal Yisrael was sold, somebody who's outside of Klal Yisrael and wasn't sold would be redeeming the one who sold. But Mordechai and Esther were part of Klal Yisrael, so how does that fit into Oy Doidoy Ben Doidoy Yigoleno? The answer is that this Medrash holds it was because of Mechiras Yosef. If it's because of Mechiras Yosef, then Shevet Binyamin were not part of the Gezerah. And therefore, Mordechai and Esther, although they didn't know it, but they were not part of the Gezerah, and that's why it's a good comparison to Oy Doidoy Ben Doidoy Yigoleno. That's how the Medrash is working. Now, in Megala Amuk... Sorry? Shve? Ah. In Megala Amukis. Megala Amukis, who's Aruv in Kruka, and Megala Amukis, obviously one of the Kadmonim a long time back, Musnota Shapiro, says, when Yosef made Menashe go and put the Gviya HaKesef into the Amtachas of Binyamin, he did it with a view that in the future generations there's going to be the story of Haman, and he wanted that the Gviya HaKesef should be Me'orer, to be Metzayah the Shvotim, in order that it should be Me'orer Rachmim at the time of the Masa Homa. That's what he says. Now he goes with a Mahalach, which I don't want to go into now, you won't even let me because there's no time for it. Gviya is a combination of Yud Gimel and Ayin Beis. Now Ayin Beis is a Shem Ayin Beis, which is the way Klal Yisrael are always Menatzeach the Goyim, as in by Kriyas Yamsuf, and Yud Gimel is the Yud Gimel Midas Orachmim. That's the combination of the word Gviya. But what I want to tell you is, there's a very interesting Lashon of the Pasuk, Es Gvi'i Gviya HaKesef Sim Vamtachas Binyamin. Why is it double Lashon? Gvi'i Gviya HaKesef. The gematria of the word Gvi'i is Haman. It's 95, it's the same gematria as Haman. Es Gvi'i, because of Haman, and then Gviya, which is the Yud Gimel Midas and the Shem Ayin Beis, that is there to be Ma'orer and to be Menatzeach, the Maisam which is happening later, which obviously fits in with this Medrash that the Chet was because of Mechiras Yosef, and that needed a tikkun. That's the Gviya Kesef which happened. And I'll tell you something else. I checked on the computer. Computer says, Rosh Tevis, soft Tevis of Purim, to find in the Torah, soft tevis, four times in the Torah, you'll find it, shaloi kesidron, not kesidron, soft tevis, but one of them is, when he said, gishu no elai, vayigoshu, now look, these words, vayigoshu, vayoymer, ani Yosef achichem. When he was Megala himself to the Shvotim, and he said, ani Yosef achichem, and I'm Yosef, your brother, when he was Moichel them, Lashitosoi. Aniyas achichem, it's soft tevis purim. Because the gvi and the gviya hakesef, which he puts in, was to be ma'oir, and that was the seed and the foundation of the yontav of purim, the nitzochen that Mordechai had against Haman, that was happening already at that time. Now, I'm going to finish in a minute. Yom HaKippurim is a vault from the Meshech Chochma and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneth, and they both say the same thing. The Nusach HaTfilah, thank you. Nusach HaTfilah in Yom Kippur, every Shemoneh Esra, Ki Ato Solchom LeYisroel U'mochalon LeShifte Yishurun. Solchom LeYisroel, understand, what's this Mochalon LeShifte Yishurun? Shteitim Meshech Chochma and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneth both say the same vault. Yom Kippur, as we know, has got to be Meratza, Benodam Lamokam, and Benodam Lechaveroi. But the emphasis is Benodam Lechaveroi, we're not capable of doing actually Meratza as Chaveroi. But every Benodam Lechaveroi has got two Chalokim to it. It's got the Chalik, which is Benodam Lechaveroi, and the Chalik, which is Benodam Lamokam. Every Benodam Lechaveroi's sin is a sin Benodam Lamokam as well. Yom Kippur is Mechapa on Benodam Lamokam, and is also Mechapa on the chelik of Ben Odom Lemokom, which is in the Ben Odom Lechaveiro sin, on two things. The Shifte Yeshurun is the worst Aveiro that ever took place, and was the seed of all Chatoim of Ben Odom Lechaveiro, was the Chet of Mechilas Yosef. And every single Yom Kippur, we spallo that we should have a Mechila, not only for Le Yisroel, but also for Shifte Yeshurun, which is the Chet of Mechilas Yosef. So Yom Kippur is be'emes a chelik of the slicha, the kapora of the mechiras Yosef. Purim is the completion of it. They haven't done the Ben Odom Lechaveiro chelik. The Ben Odom Lechaveiro chelik is mashlim the kapora of mechiras Yosef. They were mesaken bedafka ish l're'ehu matonis le'avyoinim, that there should be imyonim of Ben Odom Lechaveiro to be marbereus between one another. Only because of this chet of mechiras Yosef, which the Medrash says, and which the Magal Amukis says was already there in the original gevia hakesef, and maybe that's why we drink wine on Purim as well, because if it happened with the gevia, therefore the gevia is a chah becher. What do you do with the becher? You drink wine from it. Maybe that's why we do it, and that is the Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim, because until one has the kapora of the Ben Odom Lechaveiro aspect of Ben Odom Lechaveiro chenek, one hasn't got a kapora shlema. Kapora shlema only becomes with Purim. So Yom Kippurim is one chelik, which is the Ben Odom Lamokam, part of the Ben Odom Lechaveiro, happens on Yom Kippur. The completion of it is on Purim, which is the Ben Odom Lechaveiro part, and that's why we have it with Ishler Eyu Matzonos Le'avyonim. So when Allah hob na guten Freilich and Purim.